The Congress has just begun a week-long recess, and many lawmakers have gone back home to get their constituents' views on an issue that's roiled Capitol Hill for the last 2 weeks. Tax cuts. President Bush and the Republicans have long advocated tax cuts, but now even the most liberal Democrats have joined the tax-cutting chorus. There's considerable disagreement, though, on the details. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
When Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill recently made his first appearance before the House Ways and Means Committee, the top Democrat on that panel, Charles Rangel of New York, assured O'Neill he did not have to make the case for why there should be a tax cut. But O'Neill, for his part, made it clear President Bush has already decided what the size and the means of a tax cut should be.
The president has made clear in every meeting that I've been in with him that he believes in the component parts of what he's recommended in his tax package, and he believes that we need to discipline ourselves not to obligate more than $1.6 trillion over this 10-year time period.
Mr. Bush also wants no less than $1.6 trillion in tax cuts. And while Democrats have long contended that's too much money, in the last week, two Republican senators, Jim Jeffords of Vermont and Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, have said they too are worried the president is pushing for a tax cut that's too big. So with the Senate divided 50-50, and with only one Democratic senator, Zell Miller of Georgia, having come out in favor of Mr. Bush's tax cut, it would appear the president's plan lacks the votes it needs to clear the Senate. Meanwhile, a new study by the nonpartisan but generally liberal Center for Budget Priorities and Policy challenges the Bush administration's claim that all federal taxpayers would benefit from the tax cut.
It turns out that one-third of all families with children in this country would not get a cent from this tax proposal.
Isaac Shapiro is an author of the new study, which is based on data from the U.S. Census Bureau.
12 million families with children, 24 million children living in those families, don't benefit at all. And that's because they are in families that don't pay income tax, but that most of those families pay significant sums in payroll taxes.
The lack of relief in the Bush plan for such low-income, payroll tax-paying families was pointed out by Congressman Rangel, who represents the Harlem District of New York. But Treasury Secretary O'Neill said the president's proposed tax cuts have a different aim.
I don't think it's our purpose here. I would not recommend to you that we try to deal with all the social problems that exist in our society and try to encompass the welfare system in what we're doing with these tax proposals. This is about giving back to the American people who sent the money in at least some part of what they sent in.
O'Neill insisted the president's plan does shift resources to lower and middle-income families from upper-income taxpayers. But at a press conference at the Capitol, Democrats challenged that claim by borrowing Mr. Bush's technique of presenting actual taxpayers. A single mother named Luana Adams, who's a secretary in Pennsylvania, said her before-tax income is $20,400 a year, and she doesn't expect much more spending money from the president's tax cut.
I can expect to receive $117 a year. That comes to about $2 a week. It's good and it's useful, but it really won't make a difference in my life.
The other taxpayer the Democrats presented was the freshman Democratic senator from New Jersey, John Corzine, the former Wall Street investment banker who spent $60 million of his personal fortune to win a seat in the Senate, said he'd likely get $1 million in reduced taxes under the Bush tax cut.
That's more than generous. And maybe some of you will think that I'm crazy for protesting, but frankly, I don't think it's right. Our nation has higher priorities. I don't need a break. But Luana does.
But it's not clear what kind of a tax break Corzine and his fellow Democrats would give low-income workers like Luana Adams. While they're united in their opposition to the Bush plan, Democrats have yet to close ranks around a plan of their own. The only detailed alternative proposal for spending the surplus comes from members of the most liberal faction of the Congressional Democrats, the Progressive Caucus. They want to use $900 billion of the projected surplus to give every man, woman, and child a $300 annual payment. They they call the American People's Dividend. Ohio Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who chairs the Progressive Caucus, says 80% of Americans would get more from this dividend than they would from the Bush tax cut. And Kucinich says a $300 dividend is also fiscally more responsible.
It will be payable every year the federal budget is in surplus, without making permanent changes to the tax code. If there's no surplus, there's no dividend. If there is a surplus, all the American people can share in the dividend.
Democratic congressional leaders are calling the dividend plan a worthy alternative. But even the dividend sponsors admit their chief objective is to focus attention on what they see as the unfairness of the Bush tax cut plan. Mr. Bush, for his part, plans to travel the country to build support for his tax cut, which he predicts will make it through Congress, much as he proposed it. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.